Hello everybody, welcome to our talk about data sovereignty and zero trust architectures. We appreciate the chance of being able to present for you here today. We hope you have been enjoying this virtual event so far. Even for us, it is a new experience to present here today. My name is Stefan and I'm the founder of Pilar Enterprise Architects, a team of seven situated in Cologne in Germany. Today, I brought along two very dedicated co-workers. First, please meet Marvin. Marvin is an enthusiastic about security. In fact, sometimes it feels almost like an obsession. Marvin will join us today, and if you keep an eye on him, you will see if he's happy with what he sees. Next up is Eliza. She is always eager to communicate and to create new connections to identify opportunities. Sometimes she is so fast that even Marvin cannot keep up with her. Marvin is very critical about security measures that have been applied in the past. Marvin points out that security has not received the attention that it should have. He's convinced that the bilateral aspects of only protecting IP connections is tedious and offers little benefit. Looking at the protection of complex APIs, they are missing the required granularity and may lead to unwanted access rights. This does not enforce security best practices in a company. The old and outdated approach to security is completely unsuited for rapid change or to establish new data channels. If you step deeper into the IT architecture, then you could depict a picture like the one you see here. In the past, we defined trust perimeters within or around our installed networks with artificial borderlines, DMZ zones, and several domains. This happened in the belief that it is important to protect your enterprise from external threats. And although you were able to protect your enterprise from external threats, it is now a fact that most security attacks are successful because of internal actors. Sometimes on purpose, but in most cases because of some malfunctioning, by clicking on a link of the new phishing email, or even worse, by following instructions from a successful social engineering attack. The bottom line is, with the old perimeter approach, your enterprise is only protected from about 30% of the attacks, because you only protect against external threats. This old approach, that is based on trust perimeters with artificial defense lines, is too statically designed. You've built your defense once, and then you hope that you can run with this defense forever. What happens if a new requirement approaches the IT department? You're introducing little holes into your own protection measures, meaning that you will also generate security exceptions. Most times, adding business functionality is more important than getting the security right at the same time. In the end, you may have built a highly sophisticated security gateway, but everybody can walk around it and doesn't need to open any door to get to your data. From looking at this example, we see that the trust perimeter has changed. The security of the future is looking at fragmented information flows that need protection for all participating systems and actors. The process behind data exchange is getting more importance than before, securing it from end to end. One major shift, therefore, is the ability to authenticate and authorize at each given step of the information flow, instead of artificial trust border or perimeters invented by ourselves, you are now using access policies on your data objects. The difference is that access policies can be evaluated at each single step or component. You may still use, for example, external and internal access attributes to differentiate between cloud components or on-premise deployments. With access policies, you're able to define new trust levels for much smaller groups, even enforcing rules for single data objects. This comes with a double advantage for you. On one side, it is possible to establish fine-grained access control, for example in an API. On the other side, it also means that you will get more insights about your IT. And more insights about your IT, your data objects, and your interactions also means that you are able to minimize your risk beyond the current status quo. The standard model of zero trust means to establish a simple rule. Never trust, always verify. Of course, this includes a high level of security automation and that you are able to exchange and handle digital identities correctly and efficiently. Zero trust and access policies are important components if you look at the security requirements for ecosystems. The enterprise that you are working in depends on interactions with other players, and these interactions are one main driver for your future IT architecture. Your devices and software consume and produce data at the same time, and for each data object that has been created, there may be different data owners. If one of your partners fails to establish a good security practice, then most likely it is also possible to attack your company. Maybe it is good to have an example at hand. Consider that you would like to exchange digital twin data, or your machines need maintenance from a different company or from a vendor. You need to be able to grant access rights to these external partners on the data objects and machines they are allowed to see. All other components of your IT should remain invisible to them. You could also consider the new work example that we are now all living in. In a zero trust setting, an employee may work from home just the same, because his access policies allow him to do so.